This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Chang, an attorney letter to Richard Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Elena Scherer, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is D-Y-L-A-N-A. Last name is S-C-H-E-E-R. On August 22nd, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 49-year-old female, height 5'4" tall, weight 154 pounds, period. She sustained a slip and fall injury on or about April 9th, 2022 at a nail salon, period. She had her footies on and she was getting out of the chair towards the bathroom and there was apparent water spilled on the floor, resulting in her twisting and falling to the ground, period. She had immediate pain in her right ankle, comma, right knee, comma, and entire right leg, period. Despite adequate treatment, she is still having problems with pain and diminished range of motion involving her right ankle and right knee, period. New paragraph. Her right ankle pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent type pain that lasts 12 hours per day, period. It is a burning, comma, sharp, and throbbing type pain, period. She does have swelling, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates up to the knee, period. New paragraph. Her right knee pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent pain that lasts also approximately 12 hours per day, period. It occurs with swelling, period. It is an aching, comma, throbbing, comma, shooting, and stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down to the shin, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that she was seen at immediate care that day and had x-rays as well as a boot wrap, period. She did see a pain specialist, was seen at Goodman Hall 1 to 2 times and referred to another knee specialist at Goodman Hall, period. She had physical therapy at Fast Track that lasted several months, period. She had injections, period. Let's scratch that about injections. She did not get injections. Injections were refused due to the side effects of steroids, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, sleep, comma, walking greater than several feet, comma, climbing stairs, comma, sitting greater than 20 minutes, and standing for greater than 15 minutes, period. New paragraph. Medications include several medications, and she is also taking naproxen for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes naproxen, comma, stretching exercises, comma, and a knee support, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for tachycardia, comma, Pott's disease, comma, arrhythmia, comma, gastroparesis, comma, reflux disease, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, IBS, comma, cystitis, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, migraines, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, rheumatoid arthritis, comma, fibromyalgia, comma, back disc disease, comma, hereditary bone disease, comma, anxiety, comma, depression, comma, bipolar disease, comma, and asthma, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for basal cell carcinoma removed on her leg, comma, finger calcification removed, comma, endometrial ablation, comma, tubal ligation, comma, cesarean section, comma, cardiac ablation, comma, pain ablation, comma, and spinal nerve ablation, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her right ankle in the past period. The patient never injured her right knee in the past period. She had a fall injury one year prior where she injured her left side of her back as well as her shoulder and head, period. She had physical therapy for approximately 1 year, and she is still having some ongoing problems, period. As a child, she was involved in an automobile accident, but it required no major treatment or any ongoing problems, period. In her neck and back, she had pinched nerves in her spine, period. It is a degenerative condition of arthritis, period. This did not involve her right ankle or right knee, period. This arthritis involves the bilateral hands and hips, period. After this injury, she had a fall a couple times as caused by this injury, period. New paragraph, her occupation is that she is on disability for bipolar disease and fibromyalgia in 2018, period. The patient did not miss work because of this injury because she is on disability, period. This injury has caused ongoing pain, swelling, and problems with activities of daily living, period. New paragraph. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Some of these records include records from IU rehab, comma, fast-track physical therapy, comma, speedway records, and records from Community Health Network, period. Fast-track physical therapy notes, June 22nd, 2022. Patient states she slipped and fell April 9th, where she fell straight onto her right knee, period. She has pain in her right ankle and knee since, period. Records from physical medicine provider notes, April 19th, 2022. Fell on April 9th at salon, comma, landed on right knee, and it twisted with internal rotation, comma, and was painful, period. He had immediate swelling, comma, at first could not walk, but then could bear weight, period. Wearing a brace at home, period. Getting swelling knee and ankle, pain all the time, period. They documented abnormalities on physical examination with mild to moderate effusion of the right knee compared to the left. Period, tender to palpation, period. Assessment and plan, patient has recent knee twisting injury with fall concerning for potential meniscal tear, comma, etc. Has swelling, comma, pain on exam, period. Referred to Dr. DeAngelo, that's DANGELO, referred to Dr. DeAngelo for his input, and also ordered MRI to better assess any injury, period. Start Voltaren gel, period. Physical medicine outpatient notes, April 6, 2023. Presents for follow-up of right knee pain. Completion of knee MRI and physical therapy for knee. Has been using knee sleeve and was advised against consistent bracing, period. Was referred to pain management for chronic, comma, multifactorial pain, period. Still complains of intermittent knee swelling, comma, pain and instability, period. Assessment is right knee pain. Reviewed knee MRI imaging, July 2022. No organic pathology to explain knee instability as ligaments are intact, period. Proposed a right knee intra-articular injection today, period. Patient declined this option given given AE, capital A, capital E, given AE from occipital block, period. Community health network records, office visit, MedCheck Speedway, April 9th, 2022, patient slipped and fell, and then in nail salon earlier today, period. She states she landed on her right ankle and knee and strained her hip, period. Patient states initially she could not bear weight but is able to ambulate in the office with a limp, period. On physical examination, they documented abnormalities with diminished range of motion of the right ankle and knee, period. There was tenderness noted, period. Their assessment was squall initial encounter. They x-rayed the knees. They wrapped her knee and gave her a lace-up ankle brace. X-ray of the right knee showed no evidence of acute fracture or malalignment, period. New paragraph. After review of all of her medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the fall of April 9, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils were equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the thoracic and lumbar spines were unremarkable, period. Examination of the extremities revealed a normal left knee, period. Examination of the right knee was grossly abnormal with 15% swelling, period. There was heat and crepitance on palpation and range of motion, period. There was diminished strength of the right knee, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right knee with diminished flexion at 28 degrees loss and external rotation at 8 degrees loss, period. Examination of the left ankle was unremarkable, period. Examination of the right ankle was abnormal with 10% swelling in the lateral aspect, period. There was palpable tenderness and diminished range of motion, period. Dorsiflexion was diminished by 8 degrees and plantar flexion diminished by 14 degrees, period. There was diminished strength of the right ankle, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulse is normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Neurological examination revealed normal reflexes at 2 over 4 and normal sensation, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, right ankle trauma, comma, sprain and pain, period. Number 2, right knee trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, instability and effusion, period. The above two diagnoses are directly caused by the fall of April 9th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairments, period. In reference to the right ankle, utilizing Table 16-2, the patient qualifies for a 4% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 2% whole body impairment utilizing Table 16-10, period. In reference to the right knee, utilizing Table 16-3, the patient qualifies for a 12% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 5% whole body impairment utilizing Table 16-10, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 7% whole body impairment as a result of the fall of April 9th, 2022, period. These impairment ratings would have been significantly higher had it not been for her past medical history, period. As a patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the right ankle and right knee regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include more physical therapy on an as-needed basis, including dry needling, acupuncture, and chiropractic care at an estimated cost of $1,800, period. Ongoing over-the-counter medications will cost $75 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need some braces and splints at a cost of $200 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. Some injections in her joint of a non-steroidal basis would cost approximately $1,400, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, as well as seeing the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation with an examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.